The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Martin Higginson, CEO of Emotion Group. IMMO is ticker. Martin, thanks for coming back on.
Yeah, thanks very much, Justin. Thanks for having us back again.
Yeah, and you come on because you recently came on. You released off the back of this was unaudited H1 results, of course, and excellent results, excellent turnaround there. They showed a near EBITDA break-even outcome on revenue of circa 2.7 million. Second half started very strongly, you said, with July being yet another record month, unaudited group revenue of 1 million, EBITDA at circa 200k, considerable increase versus June, and take the company to overall EBITDA profitability for the year to date. But some has questioned the cost base. It said rising to 800k a month. Is that correct? What's the deal there?
No, listen, it's definitely not correct. And look, what is important here is that people understand our business. I thought it was worthwhile just sort of coming on to Vox and just clarifying a number of issues. So first of all, back in sort of end of April, 29th of April this year, we stated that we'd reduced our cost base down to about £215,000 of fixed costs.
Yeah.
Now, they've increased marginally, and I say marginally, single-digit thousands, tens of thousands, but nothing materially, as we've brought people off furlough. And as we also said in our statement recently, that we now don't have any people on furlough, we've no grants, we're sort of fully back operational with no government help whatsoever. Mm. So our cost base is very much under control. When you look at the sort of £1 million of turnover, and of that, £900,000 was generated from our partner, our location-based entertainment business. Yeah. So as we've stated before, we split revenues with our partners 50-50. So they get half, we get half. Mm. And we fund all the capex. And that's the business model that we've always been on. So if you sort of assume of that £900,000, half of that goes to the partners. So you've got £400,000 is going straight to the partner. So what's left is then our sort of gross profit. And then you've got things like Uvisan and sort of Let's Explore. But assuming they're sort of, at break even, we've reported an EBITDA number of £200,000. So, and I think we're relatively conservative when we sort of state these things as the June number indicated. So you can see that with, costs of sort of, £230,000-ish, that would give you about a £200,000 EBITDA. And that's where the number comes from. Yeah, but I think the important thing for investors to look at is really the impact of the operational gearing. Mm-hmm. So first of all, remember that half the revenue goes to the partners. Mm-hmm. That's really, really important. And then, but look at as we open new sites and as we add new sites, the operational gearing moves considerably. In June, we were about 14%. To EBITDA. And now as we go into July, we're at 20%. And that's purely because we've got more sites are open. And obviously we've seen a little bit of the benefit of the summer holidays, and we'll continue to see that in August. We've got a lot of very, very good sites with consistent footfall in our portfolio. And because they're now open, we're seeing the benefit of that. And the real pendulum swing was actually getting sites back open. The pandemic was horrendous for us. We had 2.7 million of revenues in the first half of the year. A lot of that was generated in June. As we've hit July, we've got £1 million of revenue. And I think this is a real milestone for the company. And I think just sets the base of where we're going and where we're going as in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. So, exactly. I mean, £1 million in almost 1 month, and then 2.7 in the 6 months. Yeah, and you can see how it's moved up there and increased. So, just let's get this clear. So, on the business model there, for location based entertainment division, it's a revenue share, and just go through that again. How the EBITDA translates, for you.
Yes, I mean, look, and again, step back, because again, often people get sort of confused with what EBITDA means, and obviously you can't ignore things like depreciation, and you should never ignore those, because you've got to continually invest in the business. But our business model was first of all, we invest in a lot of proprietary content. So we've made content that we've invested in at the start. We've then also invested a lot of time and money into building some proprietary motion platforms that can be operated from a single tablet. And now the cost of those individual motion platforms is reduced because we've got less computer power per seat. And that's what we've developed internally. So yes, we've got the investment, and all of that's been made. That's a sunk cost. So when we look at EBITDA now, effectively, that is cash that is being generated into the business. Pre any investment in new sites, it is effectively free cash. So when we say that we've generated £200,000, that is effectively there are no more losses. It is free cash that we are then free to invest in new sites. We want to add more sites. We've got lots of inbound inquiries. But as we start generating that additional cash, then that allows us to invest that back into new sites. We don't have to make any more content. So that's already done. That's a sunk cost. And because we're in zoos and aquariums where you haven't got massive sort of, you know, return of footfall, you've got huge churn in these sites. You know, you don't go to a zoo every week, and you don't go to an aquarium every week, you know, as you may do to a shopping mall or something. So we've got great churn, which means we don't have to renew the content all the time. We continue to develop things and tweak them. Mm-hmm. But what's important is the cash that's being generated now, we've got seats in stock. Really, it's just about turning that handle. And the more we turn that handle, the greater the percentage to EBITDA increases. As you see, from June to July, 14% to 20%. As we open new sites, we haven't got any more costs that we need to layer on the business. They're tiny. So the operational gearing really does start coming into play, and it becomes a sort of highly profitable business that can be self-funding for new sites.
Yeah, yeah. So essentially, on a basic level here, that the cash generated at that EBITDA level, like you say, you've got sunk costs there already there, so now you can use that for further expansion, further growth. Is that right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, you know, what we want to do is, you know, we've got new sites. We've actually got stock of machines that are actually bought and paid for. Mm. So, you know, the £200,000 that we've then got, we can now use that cash. As I said, the cash that's generated EBITDA, we can now use it to plow back into opening new sites. And the more we do of that, the better the operational gearing gets, and the more sort of free cash we get in the business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, I mean, that positive update, like I said, was positive. I mean, the share price went up. I thought it was going to get more than it did. But you're confident now that you're on a, you know, a decent positive trajectory, and you're heading in the right direction, yeah?
But I think that, you know, this is, you know, hitting the £1 million was a great milestone. But as I said, it's now just about adding more sites in. And every time we add a new site in, and especially the new bigger theatre types sites, you know, these are meaningful installations that generate meaningful amounts of revenue, not only for us, but for the partner. So, you know, our business has really come of age, I think. And I think now we're starting to see the benefits of that. So we are very, very optimistic, not only about H2, but certainly about 2022 and beyond.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to ask you for three reasons here, but before I do that, I've got to say, you know, on this podcast, you yourself there, not allowed to give, you know, forecasts, profit predictions, all that, but people can do their own sort of, you know, maths and sort of extrapolate from that what you will, because like I said, it does show a massive improvement from, you know, H1 to H2, and you say the business is continuing to improve. So let's go for it, Mark. Three reasons, if someone's listening, why they should hit that follow button and add emotion to their watch list, please.
As we touched on before, I think, one, we're in an emerging market, fast-growing market. We're in sectors that have got constant footfall. The demand to go to zoos and aquariums has always been there. The footfall is there. And now, as we sort of come out of the pandemic, it's definitely there in spades. Mm-hmm. And I think, thirdly, you know, as I said, and I touched on before, we really have come of age as a business. We know what we're doing. The business is as much on rails as you can get it. And it's just now about taking those inbound inquiries, converting them into contracts, getting them installed, and then getting them on the machine. So I think, you know, all in all, we're in a, you know, a good place, you know, and as I said, we're very confident about the rest of the year and the years ahead.
Marvellous stuff, Martin, good to chat to you. And like I say, you're busy, lots of updates, hopefully, so no doubt we'll be catching up in the not too distant future. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Justin. I'll get speaking to customers now.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.